Good evening, team. How's everybody doing tonight? It's Rick.
Hey,
guys. So good to hear all of your voices. I'm looking very forward to hearing what you guys are going to accomplish this quarter. And welcome to everybody listening around the country and the world and everything else. It's pretty exciting stuff. Never a better time to be in NECAM, particularly right now, pre-convention, when everything's going to heat up so fast. This is the best time of the year to build an NECAM business. It's always a great time, but in particular right now, you can achieve some unbelievable speed. So some very, very exciting stuff coming up. We're going to get right into it tonight. What we're going to do here first is we're going to have all the great live team members who did such a great job last week go over what they're going to accomplish for the quarter. And then we're going to do the second half of the call on what we're going to do next week, which is to begin the process tracking forms to learn how to measure your business. That is such an important thing. It's so easy to go through a week without talking to anybody new, and it's such a telling thing when you look down and you say, gee whiz, I didn't make any contacts this week. Or the opposite, I had a great month. Then you look back and see I made a lot of new contacts. What you guys will find when you look back historically, times when you were making contacts will be the times in your business grew the biggest, and the times you were kind of writing things or nothing, you'll find that they weren't. So we'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. You guys have noticed there's a lot of additions. Have you guys seen the updates we did again this week in the Pathfinder's webpage? Does it all make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Do you guys find it to be useful? Are they things that you guys are able to use?
Most definitely.
Awesome. I'm so happy. What my goal is with the webpage, just so you guys know, is to give you guys one resource where everything is obviously in one place. When you've got things in 10 different places, it can be so hard to find. So I'm trying to gather it all into one funnel right here. I've got a couple videos up now. One is the NECAM story, which I think is a magnificent five-minute intro. If you guys want a great way to introduce the business to somebody in 4 or 5 minutes, that's awesome. The Discover It, Live It video right now, it was built for a screen size smaller. I have to get it recoded so that it'll fit a smaller. Some of the people, in other words, their browsers are opening it up, and it's making a full screen picture, which makes it blurry. So bear with me for a couple weeks until I can get that straightened out. But you also have Discover It, Live It up and streaming. And then there's a couple other things on there. If you guys haven't noticed, it's on the Discover NECAM page. If you guys have not heard The Future of Medicine by Dr. John Jackson, it is absolutely amazing. Has anybody heard that yet?
That's excellent, Rick.
Yeah, if you guys want your belief system to go through the roof or some of your prospects or anybody to take the time to listen to that, there's absolutely no way you hear that and don't realize how big of a deal this business is. So that's pretty much what's going on now. What I want to do right now is kind of get right into it. Of course, this week we're going over the thing. Now, one thing I want to tell you guys, those of you that are listening, we use the 90-day planner, of course, but we modify it to run faster. NECAM does a great job for the people that don't have an upline and for providing us with it. Somebody's banging around. Do me a favor. If you're not sitting still, please, star stick. Anyway, NECAM does a great job being an upline in the sense that they provide us with a basic framework. It's our job as a field leader to take that framework and make something of it and turn it into something really fast. Of course, for those that don't have an upline at all, it's a great template to start from. For those of us that do, you guys are the NECAM Special Forces, the elite distributors. We're going to make it go faster, kind of like Ricky Bobby. We're going to go fast. So the bottom line here, we're going to use page 4 out of the planner, which is, of course, all your basic monthly goals. On the next page, an optional one, and I highly recommend you guys all do it. In other words, I want you to do it, but it's optional whether you share it tonight on the live call. That's what would you like your check to be over the next couple of months. And I think that's a really cool thing for you to know yourself, whether you share it tonight or not, it's up to you. But I would absolutely write down what you want your check to be. Those are the boxes we'll use. And then as you keep going through it, you can find all this stuff on the Pathfinder's Modified Planner. You'll find that on page 9, we break down what we will use. You can see how we're going to do all this stuff. And, of course, we edit our own calendar and our process tracking. You guys can, of course, use anything you want throughout the planner for the purposes of this course on page 9 of the Pathfinder's Planner. And you guys will find that on the Sunday call page if you click on the little planner. We've added about 5 or 6 pages to the back. One, of course, is the calendar. The other, of course, is process tracking. There's a form on there for tracking your team. A lot of you guys out there are tracking downline that are building the business. In fact, all of you should be. If you're not today, you should be soon. You want to keep track of what your people are trying to accomplish. There's a form in there to help you do that. All sorts of cool stuff. And then, of course, if you look at the webpage itself, on that page. I talked about this just a little bit last week, but we didn't really get a chance to get into it. I uploaded this week a couple e-tools. I'll talk more about the process tracking, but there's an e-calendar up there. You guys can download that Microsoft template and modify it yourself. Process tracking, we'll talk about that in just a minute. That's a pretty cool thing because it's going to total up your stuff for you. And then your team e-tracking, so you guys can do that. We'll get more to that. And then right below that, I put a template of right next to our name. I put our calendar up, Paige and I. So and it's not complete yet. I've got a pretty good chunk of upcoming events on there. But if anybody wants to know where I am, and that's only one of the reasons for doing it, my group's always saying, please put your calendar up. The second thing was for you guys to be able to see the basics of a calendar and the kind of things that you should be doing. I wanted to use it as an example probably more than anything. So having said that, I think our friendly neighborhood cowboy tonight is going to run through the goals. Let's get this done. Steve, let's do it by 7:30 at the latest. So okay. That'll give us plenty of time to do this. Why don't you run through with all our amazing team members? Oh, before I do that, I want to give a warm welcome. We did not have an opportunity last week to get them on the call-in time. We were running a little bit behind putting everything together. I want to give a warm welcome to Charles and Sherry Barfield. Sherry, are you there?
I am.
Wonderful. Welcome to the call. Are you excited to be here?
I am. I'm really excited. A little bit scared, but excited too.
Well, don't be scared. This is for you. You know, there's nothing to be nervous about. You're among friends, and that's a very good thing. So welcome to the call. You're, of course, with in Ken and Byra's organization. You're the president of yours, and you're a member there. Those of you that listen to the call, they're a great addition to the team. So welcome. You guys will, of course, be on Team 3, whatever name you guys chose. We'll probably hear those tonight. If you guys have not figured out your team name yet, don't sweat it. We'll do it by this next week. And, of course, Cattle, you probably know, and everybody could send your prayers out. Big D, of course, Darren, just called me a few moments ago. His grandmother is in extremely critical condition tonight. He seemed to think that she would have trouble lasting the night. I hope that's not so. So if you guys could pray for one of our fellow team members, he called. He's at the hospital right now. I just spoke to him 5 minutes ago, and he's not going to be able to join us tonight for obvious reasons. So pray for Darren, everybody. Cowboy, having said that, would you run down the list and let's hear the accomplishments?
You betcha, and it's welcome to all the new team members. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be an exciting rhythm, I'll tell you. I'm really excited about what's going on. We got some neat things happening, and we've got about 30 minutes to go through this, so you guys each got a couple of 3 minutes to go through these. And what we're going to do is be talking about your goals, and like Rick said, if you want to share your check, you're welcome to do that. That's always exciting to do, especially when you put it out in front of yourself. It's fun to try and meet it that way.
You know, you're saying share their check of what they want to accomplish, not their last check.
What they want to accomplish, yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you something, Rick, I want to say something real quick about the website. It's just awesome.
Okay.
I mean, it's just awesome. Having that e-calendar and the tracking sheets that you can download and put right on your desktop is just, it's really cool. And I think as people get used to using that, it's going to make things a lot easier for everybody.
Thank you.
I have one thing to interject on that. Rick, is there any way to, apparently you wrote that on Word?
Which one?
The e-calendar and the tracking?
No, that was actually done out of Excel.
Excel? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any way to open that with a different program?
No, not an Excel
program.
You know Microsoft.
Okay.
Microsoft is the Darth Vader of the world, man. Anything that's not compatible there. I wrote it in Microsoft because 85% of people can access it. There's never going to be one we can 100% access. And for the people that can't, that's why I've got the hard copy form on there.
Okay.
You have to do that. So, yeah, Microsoft was my best shot to get as many people as possible.
Okay, well, we're going to get rolling, and I'm going to start up with Team 1, obviously because Team 1 sounds like a good place to start. We're going to start out with Laura Rothwell in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Now, also, if you know the name for your team, you're welcome to tell us what the name for your team is also.
Hi, I'm Laura from Kalamazoo, and we are still working on our team name at this point.
Right.
My goal is to become silver in this quarter. I also want to hit the 21 club. I want to have, of course, you know, the rank advancement, and I would like, my goal is for a $1,000 check for monthly earnings.
Okay. And do you have any specific things you want to tell us on how you're going to get those goals? What is it you're aiming for and what you're doing?
I am going to work really hard at rollouts and talking to at least, I'm going to try to get up, I will be getting 35 contacts and working towards the 35 ADCs in a week so that I can find my three seniors that should produce $1,000 towards the monthly earnings.
Awesome. Yeah, because it's important when you guys set your goals, if you have a way that you're going to get there, if you have some certain things that you're trying to do, if you can just interject a few of those, because you got, like you said, don't get nervous, Sherry, but there are thousands of people listening on the other side just to see what you're doing and how you're growing your business. So, okay, Lori, what else? You got anything to add to that?
Just that I would, my other goal is to get 5 new autoship accounts and 5 new members.
Okay. 5 autoship. I'm glad you said that because that's so important to your business.
One thing, hey,
okay.
Let me share something real quick right now as we're going. In the past, the retail award has been more based on sales. With the retail award now being based on doing a 21 club, it's so amazing the power that we have with that now, because you can do it on pretty much anything. It's not limited, and you know, that's awesome. If you guys click on the front page of the website, Dennis and Ruth's newsletter, I put it up there because it's got a great synopsis of the August incentive. That's a really exciting thing. The recruiting or the retailing award now, not only will you get the 5,000 points and you could win the retailing award, most of the time if you do a 21 club the way it's set up now, you're also going to get a recruiting award out of it because you're moving volume through people. So you guys can get a 2-for-1 the way it's set up.
And the 21 club now is so amazingly, well, I'm not going to use the word easy, but it's very, anybody could accomplish that now.
Exactly. There's no reason why no one on this call shouldn't have a 21 club.
Yeah, the 21 club basically just went from being a sideline thing that we knew about but a lot of people weren't using. It can be a frontline business building tool. And when you guys are launching your businesses, what a better way to sponsor somebody than to do a 21 club with them? That's some pretty exciting stuff. So I just wanted to mention that the 21 club is a huge tool. If you're not familiar with it, guys, you can click on Dennis Drew's newsletter on the front page of the Pathfinders website, and it's right there. So go ahead. Anyway, I just wanted to interject that. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. And, Laura, we appreciate your input. Is that all you got to add?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Good job, Laura. Laura Rockwell in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Next, we're going to go to Rhonda Schultz in Naperville, Illinois. Rhonda.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, girl.
Good. I'm actually going to touch on the 5 pillars a little bit. I've already kind of started work on some of this, but I want to talk how I'm going to do it more than where I'm at and going. I'm as far as healthy body and healthy mind, healthy family, and healthy finances. Society, I need to get stronger finances before I really, I think, start contributing to society, except I do work at church, so I do hour-wise that way. But I have started getting on a regimen as far as getting back to where I was when I felt my best. You know, we get sidetracked a lot of times, so I'm working on that as far as healthy mind goes. Something I used to do, which I think is really, really important, we talk about Automobile University, and I used to listen to audio tapes and CDs and stuff when I was in the car because I do a lot of driving all the time, and I've gotten away from that, and I'm finding that I'm missing it, and that it does kind of create that more positive mindset and a more confident mindset, so I want to get back into that too. And then again, and the family and the finances. And how I'm going to work on the finances is I'm doing a platinum. And in order to reach platinum, I need 3 silvers. I do have 2 people that have said they want to go silver, but I want to make sure that I'm at least helping one person go silver each month because we've got, you know, the quarter to do it, and I need 3. So I'm going to continue to recruit. Even though I have 2 people that I'm working with, I want to have at least 5. That way we can make sure that we go. And I love the 21 Club. I've done a successful 21 Club in the old way in the past. It was a great way to get in front of people in a short period of time, and it also created volume. So I'm going to, with my new recruits, like Rick said, it's a great way to get them boosted and building the business and get them some income coming in. So how I'm going to reach Platinum is I'm going to go for the recruiting award and the rank advancement for Platinum, find 3 new silvers, and I'm going to work on the 21 Club.
Awesome. We appreciate your input and how you're going to get there. And this is really funny because, you know, everybody, I imagine everybody's going to say the 21 Club. So, Rick, I hope they've got plenty of pins for the 21 Club because it's coming up. Okay.
Yeah, more than 21.
Good.
Well, you know, one of the things we were talking about in our team is the way the 21 Club was done before. Now you have 21 days. The way it was done before was 7 days, 21 appointments mm-hmm. in 7 days. I kind of like that because it puts your toes to the fire.
Well, then, and I
like the idea of being
in 7 days.
Pardon me?
You're going to do yours in 7 days then.
Well, I'm going to work on that mindset. I
Good.
Still want to do multiple 21 clubs in a shorter period of time.
Good.
And then I also wanted to do 2 to 3,000 a month consistently in a paycheck for this next quarter, for this quarter.
Good. Got you covered. With that, we're going to go to Paula Levy in Round Rock, Texas. As a matter of fact, I live real close to you, Rick.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm having a great time. First of all, this is a huge opportunity and a huge learning experience. At first, you're trying to figure out how to put what you want on the paper, and I think that's kind of the point of this whole thing is to set goals and meet them. So I'm going for silver, and I've got 4 ABCs out there now from last week, and I want to go for silver, and I'm going to try to do 21. I'm going to do a 21 club as well this month.
Okay, cool. And do you want to share what your check's going to be?
My check?
Would you like to have your check?
I'd like to have my check at $1,000.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Anything to add to that, Paula?
I'm sorry?
Anything to add to that?
No, except that we have, this is the way they changed some of the programs, I think it's really setting us up for quicker success. So
definitely.
I'm really appreciative of that.
Most definitely. Well, we thank you for being on this call. We're going to go to team number two. Team number two, we're going to start out with Aurora. And Aurora, if you know the team name, you're welcome to say what the team name is.
Hi. Yes, our team name is going to be Diamonds Forever.
Diamonds Forever.
Yeah, that's what we came up with. And we had some really good names, and we were trying to decide what to go with, and the final vote was Diamonds Forever. And as far as my goals, I, of course, want to do a rank advancement. I want to be silver. And I plan to do that with the so attainable 21 Club that we have now. That is amazing, because when you work in another full-time job, trying to do the 21 Club in 7 days was like, it was 6 days. It was like, oh, my God, I'm going to take vacation and things like that to do that. You know? I'm saying, yes, now I can, and I have 2 people that are interested. So, unfortunately, because I do have a full-time job, I'm going to have to do one first then the other one. So it's going to have to be one at a time. So
temporarily.
No, maybe not. Stop.
Temporarily.
Temporarily. That's one of my goals. One of my 5, one of my goals is to retire from my, what is it, the income, the finances one? It's retire from the other job so I can do the account full time. But, of course, I want to do the 21 Club, which, of course, is the recruiting job. Thinking that those are the as far as the quarterly incentive goals that I'm looking at. Trying to think what else that I have. The product introduction bonus. That's another one to have there. And if I'm looking at, I'm wanting at least start out with $1,000 a month and get growing quickly. I'm hoping that's what I'm shooting for.
Awesome. Do you have anything else to add to that?
Yes, I have. Since our last call, it was trying to get at least get your 25 ABCs to 30 ABCs a month, and I've already done 5 this week, and with some openings to do some others. I've talked about maybe, I was trying to write them down who I talked to because I have it in the other room who I've been talking to, and I'm thinking I've talked to about 6 or 8 people already this week. It's two wanting to be consultants, so I'm real excited. And I have one of my downline, one of my business partners, actually, that her cousin was down, and she's very interested in signing up as a consultant and has a lot of potential prospects there on her side. So I'm real excited about that. She had a positive experience with one night's sleep on the sleep system. She had a lot of back pain and just sleeping on it one night. And the next day, she said, my back pain is gone. And you use the products and you hear everybody, and just then you go, really? And then you get excited again. It's just really exciting. It's really motivating when people have positive product experiences.
Aurora, I want you to know you just brought me to tears. I'm so happy. I'm sobbing all over myself over here. You know, what a great week.
You have no idea what a great week I've had this week. It's unbelievable, Rick. It's just, I've been sitting here going, this is unbelievable. My hairdresser, I mean, she calls me, she goes, Aurora, my tooth was hurting, and I think that the med was on me. I stopped, and I can't believe it. And, what do I got to do? And I'm telling her, and she just wants to, and I said, well, why don't we get you signed up first, and then start you here and go on. She goes, okay, just give me a week because you're a hairdresser. And but it's really exciting. It really is.
Sounds like I got to come to Corpus here pretty quick.
No.
Maybe not. Maybe you don't need me after all.
Well, you're awesome, especially down there in Corpus Christi, and you're kicking some tail.
By the way, let me mention this. I'm going to brag about you. Aurora, you're a senior distributor. We're 250 miles apart. You're doing this all on your own, and you're just showing the example of how to lead. You're just out there doing it. So anybody out there that thinks you need a powerful upline right next to you, all you need is a powerful self. And congratulations, Aurora, out down there all by yourself, just doing an unbelievable job.
Thank you. It's amazing. It sells itself. That's all I can say.
Right on.
Cool. Okay, well, then we're going to go on to another Diamond Forever, Brewster and Kathy Ellis in Dalton, Missouri.
Hi, how are you? This is Kathy.
Awesome, Kathy. Welcome.
Thank you. What we are looking for in these next 90 days for rank advancement, it would be reach the level of silver. And for the quarterly incentives, we're looking at retailing, recruiting, and the rank advancement. And we hope to accomplish that, not hope to, but we will be accomplishing that via 21 clubs, the product incentive bonus, and also the Paragon Award.
Good. Going for the Paragon.
Yeah, I like that one.
You like that one. You want to explain to people what that is?
I'm sorry? Couldn't hear what
you're saying. You're breaking up. You want to explain what that is?
I understand it to be 6 seniors within a 90-day period.
Yep,
exactly.
First level seniors.
That is the mother of all awards. If I could tell anybody to go after any award to start their business, that's the one, Kathy. That is a great award to go after because it sets you up with a wide front line. And you guys all know, you go wide for income, you go deep for security. So if you bring them in wide like that, what having an organization behind you means is the depth for security. So that's a great award.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about that.
So are we.
Awesome. Okay, you got anything to add to that, Kathy?
No, not right now, but thank you.
Okay, we're going to go on to Robin and Daryl Hackendorf in Cedar Park, Texas.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, this is Robin. Right now we're at the executive level, and at the end of 90 days we've set a goal to be silver. And different ways that we feel more comfortable with, well, first of all, we're fortunate enough to be in the same town that Rick presents at the product previews and the business previews. So it's a ball to, bring guests to that. So between that and using the products, like I said, that's our most comfortable way right now, but we'll try all the other ways too.
Cool. So are you going to go for the recruiting and rank advancement? That's what you're going for?
That's right. This is Daryl. And when I was looking over those, the incentives and so forth, I was kind of put it in a formula since I'm an engineer. R plus R equals R. So in order to get the rank advancement, you have to concentrate on the recruiting and the retailing. And when you work hard enough at that, ultimately, you can look forward to R and R. Not that you want to sit back and quit working at your business, but, you know, you're going to find that you have more time, and as your income increases, you're going to have the ability to travel and take advantage of, you know, being able to relax and, like R&R, like the good old military days. But we're enjoying working our Neekin business. Like Robin said, being in the same town where Rick is a real advantage. But we don't want to take that for granted. We're looking forward to the September 12th and 13th training seminars that will be going on, and we're planning on attending those. As far as a goal for a check and so forth, I would guess if we could start off at 1,000 and go up by 1,000 each month through the three quarters, that would be a real good incentive for me to work hard at this. Maybe Robin could retire from her early morning hours as a personal trainer.
Yay.
So
I heard that little yay back there.
That's right.
Those early mornings, that's
yeah.
all. Yay.
Rick doesn't get there till like 6 or 7, but Robin's been there for a few hours.
6 or 7?
No,
oh, later?
Than that.
Oh, okay.
What time do we get there? We get there about, Paige and I get there, what, about 10, 10:30?
That's right.
That's right. Robin's the one that has to be there at 6.
Well, we're going to remedy that. You guys do such a great job, and you guys know, of course, we're going to be starting a preview every week here in Round Rock here in about 3 weeks. I'll tell you more about that later, but we're stepping into a gear like you've never seen. I cannot wait to work with you guys. You guys just are awesome, and we will make all those goals come true.
Well, sounds great. Thank you.
We'll let you throw your alarm clock. You know what we're going to do? We're going to bring, at the next Pathfinder Summit, which we're going to do in the spring, we're going to bring a great big box, and we're going to have everybody come. We're going to smash alarm clock.
I think that's an excellent idea. We'll recycle them.
Yeah, we'll recycle alarm clocks for those who are job challenging.
Okay. Well, thank you, Robin and Daryl. We appreciate your input. We're going to jump on down to Team 3, which I think you all have your name picked out already. So we're going to start out with Steve and Amber King. And, Steve, if you want to say the name, I know the name, and I think it's great. So, anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Hello?
Yes.
Am I on?
Okay. Yeah.
Our team name is going to be the Magnets, and because we're all pretty fanatical about this. So we decided on that name yesterday morning. As far as a rank advancement, what we're looking for in this next quarter is silver or beyond. I'd like to have a monthly income of $2,000 or more. To get there, we're planning on using several different avenues, the 21 Club. I have two, possibly three potential consultants signed. Well, actually not signed up yet, but I have them in the works. Let's see, what else were we supposed to answer, Steve?
Well, just how you're going to get there. Rank advancement, you've talked to me about recruiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I'm probably going to shoot for a Paragon Award also. I'm looking on really taking this thing to the next level with this call and these tools that you've given us, Rick. It's just an awesome job, and I'm privileged to be a part of it.
Well, man, people like you make is the reason you do it, because hearing all you guys lay these goals out, man, it means everything. It gives me chills just thinking about a year from now, and you guys all have great big organizations or 6 months or whatever. Do you guys realize the magnitude of sitting here making this plan, what it's going to feel like when we walk into a convention center with a couple thousand people and they're your guys' downlines, and it came from these pages that you wrote today?
Yes, it is.
That's what I call magnificent.
Yeah. Well, that's about all I have for the goals I'm shooting for.
I don't think there's any more you can have.
All right.
Cool. Well, we appreciate
it. Actually, I have my eye on gold, but I'm that may be a little overshooting. But,
no, lay it out, man.
Okay. Well, gold. I'm going for gold. You know, I'm going to do everything I can to get there. So we're fixing to get this thing rocking and rolling.
I love you, Steve. No,
love you, too.
Oh, okay, great. Well, it's good. I think that's a cute name, too, Magnuts. The Magnuts and Steve do stretch out for gold. I would love to see you do that. I'm sure everybody would. You know, it's really neat, too, Rick. I think, you know, we're talking about the 21 clubs and how good it's going to be and everything. I think we ought to all be shooting for the Paragon Award. I think it would be neat if all 10 people on this call, you know, went for the Paragon Award, and God, I just think that would be cool.
It would be pretty cool, man.
You guys want to think about that. We're going to drop over to Paul and Janice in Kalamazoo.
Yes.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. How you doing?
Fantastic. Looks like we're going to go with the normal everybody else. We're going to hit Sean Hiskell. Well, we're going to go for silver. We've been in this for a little while, and we've been sort of backpedaling, so this time we're going to do it. We're going to have the recruiting award, and we're going to do the 21 Club. We just had a party Saturday night, and we had about 25 people there, and while everyone was pretty sober, and I got them all together and said, let's get the business section of this out of the way. I said, anyone interested in doing a business? I had a couple of people ask what it was, and I said, well, the reason I'm doing this is everything I've just done now for this party is tax deductible. So I had quite a few people come up afterwards and go, what do you mean tax deductible? So we've got quite a few people talking about it. I think we've got like about 10 people who are interested.
That's awesome.
That worked out pretty
good. That's awesome.
Yeah. We want around like $1,500 at the end of this quarter. That way Jen can quit her job because she works in the automotive industry, and I think she's worked roughly 3 weeks since December. She's been laid off, taken back, laid off. In actual fact, she goes back to work Monday. So that would be nice for her to be able to stay home permanently.
Definitely.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Janice, you got anything to add to that?
No, I think you did pretty good. You did say recruiting, right? And we want everybody to recruit is get their autoship going.
Autoship. Okay, and that's an important thing in your business. It really is.
Yep.
Okay, with that, welcome to the call, by the way. We're glad to have you, and we're going to go down to Charles and Sherry, the newest members of the call.
Hi, this is
in
Sherry.
In Page, Texas, right?
That's how they got on the call. When I saw you guys are from Page, Texas, you had to be on the call.
Most definitely. Well, for rank advancement, we're going to be silver by the end of the quarter. We're going to do recruiting and, of course, the rank advancement. And along with the recruiting, if people don't want to join the business, we might as well do the retailing and get them some products and get them on as retail customers. And plan on doing the Paragon Award and the 21 Club. Plan to really stretch myself and talk to people daily, even if I have to go to the grocery store and look for people to talk to. I've about gone through all of my family and friends, and my upline tells me now I'm really ready to get started because friends and relatives are the hardest. I plan to get there by example. My wellness is rapidly increasing, and people are starting to notice that. And one of the things that I'm really working towards is sometimes I find myself begging Neekin like a favor rather than presenting it like a gift. And that's one thing I'm going to really work on to have more confidence with my own wellness growing is to present it like a gift. And I'm inviting people to the quarterly. I plan to thoroughly utilize my upline. I have a great upline, Ken and Byra Anderson and Liz Coker and, of course, Rick and Cage. And I plan to use them for that second and third-party credibility and kind of sit back and watch while they do that so I can learn how to do it and be prepared as my team grows and provide the same thing for my team as it grows larger and larger. And I plan to talk to my upline daily.
Awesome. Yeah, it's important to use your upline, especially when you're doing three ways and things of that nature.
Hey, Cowboy, well, you said your health is improving. Sherry, I've heard your story a couple times. Do you mind just briefly sharing what you meant by that? Because I know folks like to get to know everybody on this call if you feel comfortable.
Sure. Well, I've had several health problems, but one of the things, let me tell a little bit more in depth. I had been seeing a specialist in San Antonio, and We were spending about $1,500 a month and having very slow results. I was tired all the time, just didn't feel good, no energy. I would sleep 10, 12 hours a night, and I would wake up and I would be as tired as when I went to bed, and I would be taking naps during the daytime as well. And Byra and Ken loaned us a sleep system, and the first night I slept on it, I slept 7 hours, and I woke up wide awake and full of energy and just ready to go. And it's kind of been that way ever since, and doing a lot of the nutritionals, I'm just feeling better. I'm overweight, and now that I'm feeling better, I'm actually able to work on the weight issue and having really good results, and life is just great. I'm feeling like I have a life again.
Right on. Right on. That's
cool.
Very excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody in the cowboy.
That sums up all the goals, and I'll tell you, it looks like this group is going to rock. Like I said, I think it would be really cool if at the end of this cycle, you could go to the main office and say, hey, guess what? Everybody's got the Paragon Award. Everybody's done rank advancement, and we're all making bank. So I think that's exciting. Well, and before we go any further, Jackie, my wonderful co-host.
Yes.
Do you want to share anything goal-wise?
Well, I just want to tell everyone I think that they did a fabulous job, and I'm looking forward to helping anyone that needs help. So... I'm on a platinum run, but most every
go ahead.
I'm on a platinum run, but most everyone knows that talks to me on a regular basis. So, no question.
She would be nice if you had 3 or 4 people on this call that were all running for silver to make a platinum run. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, I think it just happened.
Yeah.
that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Well, you guys did a great job. Everybody, top to bottom. Anything to have? You guys. Let me ask you this, guys. Saying that is nice. Isn't it going to be awesome to do it, just to get the sense of satisfaction? You guys ready to go get this accomplished?
I'm ready.
Awesome. You guys are an amazing team. I got to tell you, I'm so fired up to work with you guys. Now,
Rick, I think this is probably one of the strongest teams we've had, and every time, everybody does a great job, but I really do, and I think, you know, we've got a lot of people below the rank of silver here, and... I just think that they're going to set the pace for all Pathfinder teams to come.
I do, too. In fact, from here on out, guys, you guys are the MOAT, the mother of all teams.
I tell you, we do have a good, strong group this time. I think it's really going to be exciting to see what happens.
Well, here's the deal. You guys have some goals. I would like to take a moment and give you a couple tools to help you get it. All of you listening, of course, that are doing this, what you guys should do this week would be really good. If you're a team leader, meet with your team. Do exactly what we just did. You know, get together. Do that action this week. Get that interaction. Make a game plan for your folks. That's what we're going to do. This week's calling out what we're going to do from here to set up what's going to happen next week. There's going to be a couple things we're going to do. Next week is the beginning of our process tracking. This is one of my favorite things in the world because this is a way to measure how your business is growing. I think this may be the most valuable thing you can do for yourself just in the sense that it gives you the ability to know where you're going, know what you've got. Don't look at process tracking like a chore. Don't look at it like something that you know that you don't enjoy doing. Look at this as something that offers you an unbelievable opportunity to know what's going on in your business. Now, if you guys take a look in that 90-day planner, go down to page 10, or you guys can just pop onto pathfinders.biz right there on the Sunday call page and click where it says e-tracking. You're going to see some boxes. You're going to see activity. And by the way, this mirrors the 90-day planner. I just straightened it out and made it straight across the page so we don't have to, you know, so it's a little more streamlined. Let's just put it that way. If you take a look across the top of the page, it's laid out real simply. There's nothing hard about this whatsoever. And if you want to know more about the process, just go to the Focus on Growth website. Of course, you can click recorded calls right there on our website and listen to the Prospecting 101 call. It will lay this process out. You can also get it on CD for 50 cents or a buck or something, just to kind of give you an overview. But just as a brief synopsis, making contact is no more than, hey, Larry, I'd like to share something with you. Hey, Sally, I'd like to share something with you. If you're talking to somebody about NECAN, just that first interaction, that's a contact. An ABC qualifies if one of the tools off of, for example, if you guys look under the business tools page on pathfinders.biz, if you execute one of those tools, that qualifies as an ABC. It could be face-to-face. It could be on the telephone. It could be an electronic one. It could be them watching a DVD. Any one of those business tools. Now, the reason I'm quantifying it that way is because just because you meet with someone, we'll put it this way, just because you're sitting in a car wash doesn't make you a car, okay? And ABC should have some content. You know, here's who we are and what we're doing in a brief synopsis type overview. Those tools do it. Really cool stuff. So that's an ABC. A preview, of course, can be a live preview, like the ones we're doing here and the one we're going to start in Round Rock. It can be a telephone preview or a webinar, or it can be a DVD. Any of those formats will work. And then, of course, sponsored means they filled out an application. A completed sponsor meeting means you've gone over the ignition or the business launch DVD and the sponsoring guide. One aside about that, if you guys go to the business launch page and scroll down a little bit, you're going to see instead of having the business launch brochure and the sponsoring guide in two separate documents, I combined them into one. It's still the same document, and it's even got the same cover sheets on it, but I didn't want people doing two downloads, and I just made a slight change at the bottom of the business launch brochure that basically says, now you're ready to go over the second part of this brochure. You guys like having one download better than two. I think it makes more sense, don't you guys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
So that's there. Now, of course, if you guys have not done that yet, sponsoring is an integral part of the program. Before you come to this call, you should have been through some sort of a sponsoring mechanism. We use the business launch DVD along with that business launch brochure you can download right there off the website. It'd be a really good thing to do to watch those. We're going to talk about it more later on in the program so you guys can see we do all the basics, but that's that. So what we're going to do next week on the call is come back, and we're going to have all 10 of you guys, pardon me, give us basically what happens this week. If you notice on your form, we're already on the week of the 10th through the 16th. So tonight, make your goal of what you want to do. In the future, you're going to do this on Saturday or Sunday. However, I don't care how you guys do your week. Make your goal of what you want to do. How many people do you want to talk to? How many ABCs did you do? The reason that I only have the goal and the actual there for ABCs is because I only want you to count the ABCs in the previews that you actually did. I'm of the opinion that you can set up a goal for how many contacts you want to make. You can say, I want to talk to 30 new people, but you can say, I want to do 15 ABCs this week. I don't see that needing a goal for how many ABCs you're going to do is important if you're doing the goal for the contacts. You guys understand why I have that distinction there?
Yeah.
Reason being is because I could make a goal, I want 600 people to preview, but it doesn't have any meaning unless my goal is on the contacts. I don't want to confuse anybody, but, I mean, we can have goal actual for everything. Put a lot of thought into this. I want your goal to be on your contact and then your actual, because if you've got a good actual number there for contact, chances are you're going to have good numbers elsewhere. Does anybody have any questions about that, or does anybody be confused about why there's only a goal on that first spot?
No, I think the other reason for that, Bill, Rick, too, is that we don't want to spend a lot of time on paperwork. We want to talk to people.
No. You guys know my favorite saying, when you see a snake, don't appoint a committee on snakes.
Amen.
Just kill the snake. So that's what we're going to do. So next week, if you guys would all be so kind, basically we're going to run through this and just give, here's how many people I wanted to talk to, here's how many people I did talk to, here's how many ABCs I did, how many previews, here's how many people I signed up, and then here's how many people I actually gave the launch brochure and the DVD to. And the reason I have the distinction on sponsored is because one of the places we fall down as Upline is helping our new people get going. So just because someone fills out an application, if they want to build a business, doesn't mean they're necessarily prepped to build a business. So if you see you've got four people sponsored and nobody has gone through a sponsorship meeting, that tells you something. If you guys see that you wanted to talk to 60 people and you talked to three, that tells you something. If you see you talked to 25 actual people and only did two ABCs, it tells you something. Maybe you're saying too much. When you get to the ABCs, if you did 20 ABCs, for example, and only one person came to a preview, do you guys think that's valuable information?
Yeah.
You want to tweak? Yeah, you can tweak what you're doing in the previous. The box in front always leads into the next box. It's as simple as that. And that's basically what it is. Now, this e-form, if you guys take a look at it, we put a snappy formula into it. If you guys do it, if you go put your numbers in, I don't know how many of you guys are opening up the spreadsheet, but if you put like 15 and then the week below it you put 16, I put an automatic formula in there to sum up the boxes. You guys don't have to do the math to tabulate your numbers. And then at the bottom, you guys are going to have a total for the whole quarter. Is that helpful to you guys?
Yeah.
cool. So that's there. And then what you can do is set up a file on your computer, you know, prospecting file. And then you can save this document as August to November 08. And then you could say, and then you just, when I'm going to refresh the form every quarter. You guys could have a couple of years with the prospecting forms online, broken down by their dates, and you can keep them in an electronic format. And of course, those of you that want to use paper and pencil, or you know, you can still download the hard copy. Just get like a three-ring binder and pop it in there, and you can do the exact same thing. So I think this e-form is going to be really helpful. And I, you know, I do think having an automatic total at the bottom is kind of something to look at. It for me, it's a big-time visual tool. So that's the bottom line. So next week, we're going to be on that August, whatever the heck it is. Where is it? I got to make a correction on this. I just thought it says August 1st to September 6th. It's September 1st. We're going to be in the August 10th to the 16th week. Come back next week. Just run right it straight across that column. And then every week after that, instead of having all 10 of you go through some gigantic exercise of reading your numbers, we will alternate teams. So next week will be everybody. The week after that will be team one. Which we'll start, and we'll just go straight down the list, and then you guys will basically go every fourth week. So that's pretty much that. Does anybody have any questions about that?
Sounds good.
Yep. Good. Is it pretty straightforward, everybody?
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Good. Do you guys think that having that? Do you guys see the value number one in the contact tracking? And I'm not just looking for yes, it's just to say yes. Do you guys really see the value in this, not only for you but for your people?
Sure.
Oh yeah. That's really a valuable tool.
Yeah, and imagine what's going to happen, guys, when you're looking at your people. If they say, gee, my business isn't growing, I'm struggling,
well,
you're going to be able to look right at it.
Yeah,
you're going to know exactly why things are. Look, an amateur network marketer doesn't know why things happen, and they don't know why things do or they don't happen. A professional network marketer knows why things happen and why things don't happen. That's the difference.
And how to make other things happen.
That's exactly right. That's all I want you guys to be able to do here is have that ability to, you know, basically have an understanding of what's going on. A couple of things I want to share with you. If you guys scroll up in that 90-day planner, down at the bottom, you guys can see there's a calendar down there. I talked about that a little bit last week. That's got a base calendar in it. I really want you guys to take the time to make yourselves a calendar. There's an electronic one up at the top. You guys can do exactly the same thing. I'll refresh it for whatever quarter we're in. Really take the time to make your calendar. But if you go up a couple pages, I've got daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual activities. That's such an important thing to understand that the contacts you guys make today are the people coming to previews tomorrow, is the group that has a Super Saturday, is the area that could host a quarterly event, and then 50 areas make a national convention. Everything you do feeds that next event. So in reality, somebody handing somebody a tape 15 years ago is the reason there's a convention in Orlando. So it's so important to realize that even though you think, well, I'm just talking to five or six people this week, that is the thing that creates your business. So make sure you're doing that. And that leads to the last but not least thing I wanted to talk about just for a minute. If you guys look on the page that says Business Launch, down at the bottom of that page, there's a quick section, and it's basically entitled The Five Things to Know About Business, or the five Keys to Success. And it's such an important thing. I just want to lay this out. We'll talk about this as the cycle goes on. There's five things I want you guys to understand. There's Margaret Thatcher. You guys have all heard of Lady Thatcher.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you're a big fan, as am I. And I'm going to share you a Thatcherism. And she took this from Thomas Jefferson, actually, and basically it was this. Government must do three things. It must defend itself, it must have a stable currency, and it must have a system of government. Everything else that the government can do takes away from what it must do. You guys have all seen that happen to all of our governments. The farther you go away from those core things, the worse everything gets. In other words, instead of doing a few things you have to do really well, you do a whole lot of stuff kind of average that everything goes to heck. In this business, there's five things you must do. And then there's a lot of things you can do. Sorting paper, reading books, watching some motivational thing. Those are all things you can do. Here's the things you must do. Number one, use as many products as you can, as much as you can. You are the product. You are the product, not the bed. Nobody wants an air system. They want clean air. And in reality, they only want clean air because they want to be healthy. So you're the product. Number two, you can build it part-time or full-time, but not sometimes. Be consistent. That one speaks for itself. Number three, host or attend a preview every week where the business is explained. That is like church. You can't have small group if you don't have church. Spend your time. Number four is attend every event you can. Being around it is the key to learning it. Number five is spend your time prospecting either for yourself or your team. This is where the business is built. If you guys let these governing principles guide you as you build your business and then look at what you're doing on a daily basis, you can see if you're moving forward in your business or just working. In other words, if I went out in the backyard and dug a 200-foot hole, that would be a lot of work, but it wouldn't accomplish anything. I want you guys to not only yourself, and see, when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to the people who are going to be in your way. And remember, you're going to be an upline helping those people get their businesses going. So what you do and what you say matters. So if you sponsor someone that's a single mom with two kids working real hard, or someone that's got a schedule that is super busy, and you tell them, here's how you be successful, it should be something that's going to get a result. And if you're working on these five things, it will be. So when you guys are filling out that process tracking form, you're working right there on number five. When you're talking about the September 12th event, like Daryl brought up, or a preview, you're talking about number four and number three. When you're talking about consistent work, filling out your form of being on calls, there's your consistency. And then, of course, you guys are all working on your wellness home. If you're inside, look at what you're doing on a daily basis. If what you're doing is covered under one of those five keys, it's probably something you should do. If what you're doing is not covered under those five things, it's probably something you should really think about. Does that make sense, guys?
Right.
Yes. So look at your actions and see if they fit under the big five, and let that be your governing document. And if you find yourself not under them, take a long look before you continue. And I think that'll govern you well in the business. And there's nothing people hate worse than having their time wasted. One thing I've learned in 11 years in this business, people don't mind the work. They don't want to be just wasting their time. Your best people will waste time for a couple weeks, then they'll say, to heck with it. You want your people to stay in and teaching those things. Everything I tell you on this call is not so much for you. I want you guys to understand, I love you and want you to succeed, but you guys all understand that you're not going to make a lot of money unless you got people in your group, right?
Right.
So that's the key thing. So what I'm telling you here is not really for you, it's for your people. Remember what I told you before. If you're on this call or you go to an event and it's just you, you're there to learn. If you bring somebody, you're there to get paid. So when I'm teaching you this stuff, it's applied knowledge, not just general knowledge that's FYI. Everything here is to be applied and to be utilized in the field. And that's pretty much that. And then one last quick thing, if you guys look again on the program schedule page, you guys will see that one other quick thing just to go over this week is how to be a good upline and downline page. Go to Sunday call, click call. I got to tell you, I sure like having all this stuff on this page. It makes it a lot easier trying to email stuff out to everybody. Go under there on the August 10th. You can click here for the upline, downline pages. That's just a neat guide of some tips to being a good upline and some tips to being a good downline. In fact, I got those from Dave Stoltz years ago. They're really terrific, and I think it's just a good two-minute read to get you up to speed. So for next week's call, this week in the interim, if you guys meet with your teams, go over their goals, to prep for next week, read those quick upline, downline pages, take you 2 minutes, and then do your first process tracking form. And then next Sunday night, we'll come back to the call, and we will run down, have all the team members share their week's results. And believe me, you know, it's a funny thing, but that is so much energy. You guys will be so inspired when you hear someone that did. You know, Aurora, when you were talking that, it was so inspiring, all the things that you're doing. And all of you did a great job. But when you guys hear someone talk to 22 people, and they're working a full-time job, and it's inspiring. So that's going to be really neat stuff. Next week, we'll come back and do that. So before we close out, does anybody have any questions, thoughts, or comments? The floor is your guys for whatever you want to share.
How's just that prayers go with Darren?
What's that? Say that again?
Prayers go with Darren.
Yes, that's right. Everybody give a good thought and prayer for Darren tonight. Thank you very much. That's important. Well, you guys ready to have a great week and come back with some great numbers next week?
Yeah, please.
Right on, guys. Well, you are all awesome. Remember, for this team, we have our big meeting here, September 12th and 13th with Larry. Convention, it's huge. Make sure that you're getting ready for that. We have a lot of neat stuff coming up. I'll get into some more of the stuff later. And there's more and more goodies coming up on the webpage all the time. I've got a few more surprises coming up just to help you guys recruit even more. But a great intro. I'll tell you guys, the video, the Nikken story, they're all on your personal webpage, a lot of these videos. but you kind of have to look around for them. I wanted a place you could just go and click one button. I'll be getting the Wellness Home DVD put up here pretty quickly as soon as I get a little more, I got to get some more bandwidth to do that because, you know, obviously we're paying for all this bandwidth. I don't want you guys to ever have to pay for anything, so I need to figure out a way to buffer it and do some things so I can do that. But there will be more and more videos coming up all the time. So my goal is to have everything behind one or two clicks where you guys have all the information. You know, the QRS pages are listed on this thing now. You guys, I'll tell you what, if you, the last thing I tell you, if you get the time this week, listen to that Future of Medicine by Dr. John Jackson. It's absolutely wonderful. And then go to the product info page, and you can click under where it says product resources. There's some medical studies in there if you guys have anybody that's a doubting Thomas. And I'll be adding more things. If you guys have something really cool and you're listening to this call that would fit in that product resource page, stuff about the water, the air, the bed, I lost a lot of my good things. I had a computer crash, and a lot of my archive of library things got lost. If you guys have something, everybody listening, and you think it's worthy of being up here, I would love to put it up there. This is at least a good start. But there's three or four amazing studies. One of those studies I got from Dr. David Silverman actually shows blood vessels dilating under the magnet. It's absolutely amazing. It's called Magnetic Study on the Amazing Effect It Has on Vasodilation. That's not the name of the study, but that's what I put. But it's an unbelievable piece. So we have some big-time silver-tipped arrows in your quiver, guys. Use your silver arrows. Get out there and share the business with people. And you know what? Everybody here that said they want to earn something, we're going to break our backs to get that for you. This is such an honor to be a part of your dreams. And I thank you all for being a part of the call. And above everything else, I hope you had a good time tonight. You guys ready to rock?
Ready to rock and roll.
Awesome. Yeah. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Sunday night. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.